You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Katrupi. A few weeks ago, I caught up with Beck Hatch and her husband on their property at Singleton. It is one of the numerous properties that is being acquired by the state government against the will of some landholders for the bypass project. Now, Beck and her husband aren't against the bypass project. They're not even necessarily against having their property resume compulsorily, which has been done already by the state government. Their issue is the fact that they're being lowballed in how much the government's prepared to pay them for their property. Now, in their case, when we last spoke, they'd been offered about $500,000 under the valuation of their property that they had independently sought as recommended by the state government. Now, because they couldn't agree and the government's already legally taken the land off them, they had to go to the Valuer General. Upper Hunter MP Dave Lazell said to them and has said to me on this radio station, trust the process. The process is there to ensure that everyone is treated fairly and gets a fair and reasonable offer and compensation for the land they've had resumed. Well, I can tell you that the Valuer General has come back to Beck and her husband John and also to her neighbours and told them what money they think that they should receive for their properties. Let's find out what actually happened and whether the price went up or down or stayed the same. Beck joins me again. Beck, good morning.
Good morning.
You have followed the advice of Mr. Lazell and you've now gone to the Valuer General, or was referred there because you couldn't agree on a price with Transport for New South Wales. You have a letter come back. What does it say?
Okay, so we had our preliminary report back from the Valuer General and basically it is far less than what Transport have offered us, quite significantly. So it was about $110,000 less than what Transport's final offer was.
So you're saying it's now, the government's offer officially now is $610,000 less than your valuation?
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, round about. Yeah, probably about $600,000, I'd say.
Okay, so Transport for New South Wales lowballed you and your neighbours. Uh-huh. Now what you're saying is the Valuer General, who's the arbiter in these matters, has lowballed the lowballer.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I just don't know what we're meant to do. So basically, yeah, on Thursday, we just, last Thursday, we got the letter and, yeah, just lost all that money. So the next step, I presume, is to take it to court or accept an even lower offer, which is, you know, I just don't know what we're supposed to do. I mean, the fact is that there isn't any cropping farms for sale in Singleton for the price that they're offering us. So I don't know what we're supposed to do.
Do you feel like you're being bullied?
Yeah, pretty much. I feel like we have no say in the matter. You know, at the end of the day, this is our property. And if a normal person goes to sell their property, they get a say in the matter as to how much they want for their property. They can always come back and say, no, that's not enough. We don't have that option. We just seem to, yeah, like you said, getting bullied into an offer that we're not happy with.
Are you going to accept the offer or are you going to fight?
I don't know. We still haven't decided. I'd like to fight, but it's taking a toll mentally. Yeah, it's hard. I don't know what to do. I don't know what probably the smartest thing to do would be to fight and take it to court. But like I said, it's taking its toll. So we've got to weigh up our options and figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah, and don't you need like $130,000 to also do that?
Exactly. Yes, we have to find the money if we take the offer, we're not going to be able to get another farm. That's a fact. So, and that's always been my dream. You know, I've always wanted a farm ever since I was little, and I finally got it, and now it's been taken from me. So, yeah, I don't know. I can fight it out in court and maybe be able to afford another farm, or yeah, whether to just accept it and move on. Maybe, I don't know. I just don't know.
I don't mean to be rude, but not only do you have the farm, but you've got a profitable business that you're using the farm for. It's just not like this, you know, the idea you as a little girl had in your head. This is actually earning you and your family income, putting food on the table.
It is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, it's a business. It's not a massive business by any means, but it is a business, and it's a good little income, and we will lose that too. Yeah, so...
Have you, I suppose, come up with any other ideas with your neighbours on how else you can fight this, or is it, you know, pretty much you're going to have to go through that legal route?
Yeah, I think we just have to go through that legal route, you know, and it's up to each individual whether they want to do that, whether they've got the money to do that as well. You know, it's a lot of money to fork out. And again, it's a risk, just like going to the Valuer General, it's a risk. As to, you know, what the outcome will be. You just don't know how fair the process is going to be. I don't know.
One of the things that you've spoken to me about off air after our previous interview was when Dave Lazell responded to the claims that you put to me in the last interview, you want to know how he actually gained access to your private information and correspondence with Transport for New South Wales.
Yeah. I mean, he seems to have access to all my correspondence with them. So, you know, I guess that's fine. I've got nothing to hide. But also he also implied that I've stated that I want $1.5 million or I'm not leaving my property, which is totally false. My valuation is far less than $1.5 million, so I'm not sure why he's implied that. I just would like to know if he can, you know, gain all that access to personal correspondence. Why does he not have the power to, you know, get Transport to be fair and reasonable? Like, we just want to be able to move on. We want to be able to buy somewhere else.
Do you expect he will at least go and sort of thump his hands on the desk of the Minister Sam Faraway and say, please intervene?
I hope he does. I really hope he does. Yeah, please, Dave, help us out.
Beck, thanks very much for joining us and giving us the update. So as far as you used a term like the initial offer, or sorry, the initial valuation from the Valuer General, so... what now? You have a certain time frame to respond, or how does that work?
Yeah, correct. We've got 10 business days to respond to the preliminary report from the Valuer General, which my solicitor will be doing and our valuer. And then I'm not sure what happens then. I think it goes back to the Valuer General and they make a final assessment. But yes, whether that figure moves or not, well, time will tell, but... Yeah, my solicitor seems to think it may not. So, it doesn't generally change.
So. Yeah, so the sum total is everything's still up in the air in several weeks on.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep, exactly.
Well, thanks very much, Beck. We'll follow this up with Dave Lazell, at least invite him onto the program to respond to your questions, and We'll keep in touch and fingers crossed and arms and legs and toenails or toes.
Yeah.
Let's see what can happen.
Yep. Thank you. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure. That's Beck Hatch. This is Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.